The state of California has great diversity in its agriculture. Part of that industry is its thriving vineyards and wineries. That's where we are headed today, on the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Save money before October 31st. Text Exmark to 283-342 for exclusive offers and a dealer near you.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Heller Estate Vineyards traces its history to 1968. It was then the first commercial vines were planted in Carmel Valley, California. Vineyards here in Carmel Valley may be young when compared to other longtime grape-growing areas in the state, but that doesn't mean this is a poor place to raise them.
The beautiful thing about growing grapes in California is that pretty much wherever you grow, it's well-suited for growing grapes. I mean, a lot of places don't have the growing season that we do. We don't have a lot of the same pressures that maybe growing in the Midwest or the East Coast with humidity and insects.
Rich Tangway is the winemaker at Heller Estates.
We have about 100 acres planted of grapes, and we look at about 15,000 cases a year from those 100 acres. Which isn't a big winery. We're kind of classified as a small winery. I believe it's about 10 to 50,000 cases is a small winery.
There are hundreds of wineries in California, but a relative few are organic. The certification can take over 3 years, and it often requires folks like Rich to relearn how to grow grapes since some practices are different. The certification has opened doors to this vineyard in markets far from home.
Since we're organically grown, we really do have a big following. I believe we're in 150 restaurants in New York City alone. And then also Florida is a big market for us because since we make those big red wines, there's a lot of big steakhouses in Florida, and they like to have those big, hearty, broad-shouldered red wines.
The process of becoming head winemaker is quite a journey, and we'll cover it next time as we travel the countryside near Carmel Valley, California. I'm Andrew McCray.